Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all. Not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Anyone we come across that tells us that Jesus only spoke kind things, lovely things, talked about ponies and unicorns and rainbows, has not really read the scriptures. This is part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. This is when Jesus sat as Moses, the lawgiver, on the mountain. This is what Jesus tells us. And it is frightening. It is not a happy little picture of the world. But what he is trying to say to us is that God in the beginning set up the rules and we are expected to follow them. He also tells us to repent, to change, to become different, to take up our cross. And even though it's hard for us, that cross will bring us to the same resurrection that Jesus himself experienced. God is not changing from one second to the next, from one generation to the next. So when you hear people in this world today say, well, things have changed, we have to change with the times because we know better than all of our ancestors about how to fulfill the law. We know better. We don't even need to have a law. Does Jesus say to come and abolish the law? No. He says, I've come to fulfill the law and the prophets. Not one iota of the law, not the tiniest little letter will be changed until the end of the world. Jesus is just reflecting the long tradition of the people of Israel. In the book of Sirach, the writer says, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. They were practical people. They knew what they were saying. The choice between right and wrong is the same as either putting your hand into a flame or putting your hand into the water. One is good for you and one is not. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given to him. And isn't it interesting? The people who do evil throughout their lives just continue to do evil. The ones who do good continue to do good. And it is the latter group that grows in virtue and wisdom and love. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. There is much in our society today that basically is a license to sin. Do whatever you want. How do we know what's the difference between right and wrong? What's good to you might not be good to me. I'm okay, you're okay. That confusing ideology that came about in the second half of the 20th century has brought us to this day when we are so confused in our society that we don't know the difference between men and women. We have more genders than two. I heard yesterday something like 295 genders that they can identify. It's beyond me. But I trust in the Lord who says, I created man and woman. We are going to look at what St. Paul has to say because he is most succinct in his speaking. This is a very wise man. We speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. We can be told by our leaders in society that it is perfectly normal to have marriages between same sexes, that we can have transgendered persons who mutilate themselves in order to become the opposite sex. But that's the wisdom of an age that is made up of foolish people. The wisdom that we speak is the wisdom that comes from God, who says in the beginning, "The world is good. I have made a good world." And to keep it that way, follow these laws. Paul continues, "Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age know." Isn't that interesting? As it was back then, it's the same today. The devil gets into the minds and hearts of a whole society and tries to pervert it from the inside. Our duty as Christians, our duty as Catholics, is to speak the truth. And the truth comes from God, who gives us his Son to reconcile our world to his and to change this world. This world needs change right now. Then Paul goes on with a little bit of consolation. What eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Thanks be to God, he didn't keep it all a secret. He gave us the prophets in the Old Testament. He gave us the law through Moses. He gave us his word in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the truth. The truth doesn't change from minute to minute, from day to day. The truth is an eternal thing. The truth is that God loves this world, that he wants to reconcile it to himself, that he forgives us our sins when we make mistakes, when we are in error, if we but repent, turn around, and run back to him. He calls us like a loving father to come back. Come back home. Today, as we come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, as we come to this holy altar and enter into the mystery of God's healing presence, may we, with all the saints in heaven and all the saints on earth, glorify him that he has given us the wisdom hidden from this world, and for which we should be graciously thankful and graciously communicate to others. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom.